Hello and welcome to Landwise Promoting Sustainable Crop Production, a podcast series about sustainable ways to grow food in New Zealand. I am Georgia O'Brien, Extension Coordinator at Landwise, based in Hastings. Landwise has been around since 1999, helping farmers and growers to develop and test new practices through on-farm trials and extending cutting-edge research to the farm or orchard gate. Through our podcast series, we are bringing the insights of lead researchers, technologists, and farmers to listeners from all over the ag and hort industry. Each month has a theme, with guests joining us weekly for discussions. At the end of the month, we'll have them back as a panel to talk together and respond to your queries. This month, we're looking at reducing nitrogen losses from intensive vegetable production, brought to you by our platinum sponsors BASF, Hawke's Bay Regional Council, Vegetables New Zealand, and Processed Vegetables New Zealand. I'm excited to be joined today by Landwise's own Luke Posthuma. Luke started his horticultural career in Auckland and has worked in greenhouses and as an agronomist in Pukekohe. He has a background in applying precision ag principles to cropping systems, running his own business GrowMaps before joining at starting at Landwise in 2019. Luke is going to talk about some of the summer vegetable trials that have just wrapped up as part of our future-proofing vegetable production project. So Luke, can we start by explaining what the future-proofing vegetable project is all about?
Over recent years, vegetable growers in Horowhenua were facing increased regulatory pressure to reduce nitrate losses from their production blocks and improve the local water quality. So the limits were imposed by the regional plan or the Horizons 1 plan, and the limits were unachievable with the current growing practices that the vegetable growers were using. The project was put to, so there was a project proposal put together with the vegetable growers around Lavin and Horizons Regional Council, and then Sir Dan from Landwise. So we put those three, they set up a project around how could growers improve the environmental outcomes of their farming while still maintaining all the vegetable production they're trying to grow.
And so how is this project funded?
The main funders for the project are Horizons Regional Council, and then Gisborne District Council came in as well, along with the industry. So Potatoes NZ and Balance Agri-Nutrients have joined in funding. And so that's backed up by the Sustainable Farming Fund. So it's quite a group of different funders.
Definitely. So can you tell us a bit more about the purpose of the on-farm trials within this project?
So the project set out to support growers to change their on-farm practice. So growers are already doing a pretty decent job, but there's always a little bit of room for improvement. And so with pressure from the council to reduce their fertiliser use, we're setting up trials to take the growers through new management practices and to check on their farms whether they can actually use these new systems without impacting the yield, because we all want a green lettuce or a white cauliflower. So it's around seeing how the growers can use less fertilizer or use fertilizer smarter to make sure they're still getting the maximum yield from their crops.
So it's a comprehensive process from setting up the question and designing what you're going to monitor, is that correct?
We've got a simple on-farm trial guides, which has a 10-point step of setting out what is a question. So it starts with the farmers. So we've got a group of growers we're working with in Lavin and in Gisborne. With the growers, we're asking them, what are you trying on your farm? And so they come to us with a research question or a trial question. And we sit down with them and set up a trial. So we have a trial design. We set out where we're going to do it on their farm and what different treatments we're going to do and where and how we're going to monitor it. So it's the farmers have basically asked us to test one treatment or one different method of farming compared to what they're currently doing. We're working with them right through. So we're taking the farmer through from planting through to harvest of that to see the impact of the new treatment on the yield of the crop.
And losing yield is quite a risk in these systems, isn't it? Well, so how do you keep that controlled?
Well, traditionally it's apply more fert. So That's pretty brutal. It's not really true. Growers have a pretty cautious with fertiliser already because it's quite a big cost in their production system. So they use the minimum that they can put on safely. And a lot of it's based on past knowledge. They've grown, a lot of these growers have been around for 30 years and they know that if they put how much they can get away with without reducing the quality. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help them bring more science within their knowledge. I suppose fitting in their knowledge with more science and some good quality information. But it's really, a lot of these growers have been around for years and they've got a pretty good touch of how they can save costs or where they don't need extra fertiliser.
So thinking about the trials that you've been working on last season, can you give me a quick rundown on what some of those have been?
Yep, sure. So the trials have been, we've been doing them mostly in two regions, so down in Levin and up in Gisborne. The trials in Levin have mostly been focused around nitrogen leaching. So Levin is, they grow a lot of brassicas and fresh vegetables. Up in Gisborne, they're growing a lot of more processed crops for sweet corn. And so down in Levin, they're growing a lot of vegetables through winter, autumn, spring, when you've got lots of rainfall. And so the growers in the past, some of them have been splitting their fertiliser applications quite a lot, and a few have been doing less fertiliser splitting. Then when you come into winter and the ground's always wet and you're trying to drive a tractor up or through your mud, it's hard to get on at the right time. So we've been testing splitting fertiliser applications. So rather than putting all your fert up at one time, we're testing splitting it over multiple applications to try and target the fertiliser to when the plants are going to use it. So basically matching crop demand to fertiliser application. We've also tested the SmartFert, which is a slow-release nitrogen product from Eco360, and that's distributed through Balance. And that's, again, in particular around those winter vegetables where we've got lots of rainfall and it's difficult to get onto the farm. So we're trying to test whether growers can use a slow-release product over the winter months. Typically, the slow-release fertilisers, the nitrogen is released by both temperature and moisture, and it's too cold in this winter for the nitrogen to be released at a sufficiently high rate. So that's been interesting. We've learned from that we just got to make sure you get enough soluble fertiliser with the slow-release fert at the start of the crop. But it seems to have been really useful.
And can you tell us more about what you've been doing in Gisborne?
So up in Gisborne, there's two issues. So they've got a nitrogen issue at times in their water, but they've also got quite a bit of phosphate in some of their waters from sediment runoff. The growers we've been working with are typically long-term growers, and some of them have been, they've got quite reasonably high soil fertility levels. So they're getting a little bit of a build-up of phosphate in the soil, which you really need, in particular in early spring. You do need sufficiently high phosphate, but they've got probably more than they need. So we've been testing using reduced starter fertiliser rates on, in particular, sweet corn to try and over time help the growers to start to mine the soil fertility. And then that will reduce the amount of phosphate in the sediment as it gets, when you get heaps of rain and you get some runoff, you should reduce the amount of P going into your water.
Okay. And then, so can I just jump in?
Yeah.
So thinking about how much P to apply and reducing it in the starter fertiliser, where have you been able to reference recommended rates of fertiliser and published guidelines?
Oh, that's a real good question. So quite a bit of work has been done in the past by, I think it's mostly Plant and Food, or would have been Crop and Food back in the olden days. But there's been a fair bit of work suggesting what is actually required by plants to grow. And a good resource, if you're growing vegetables, to look at is the Nutrient Management for Vegetable Crops in New Zealand guidelines that was published last year. For the arable crops, FAR has some good resources as well. So those can all be found online at on the Fertiliser Association's website in a PDF booklet format. Going back to the Gisborne trials, the other one we've been testing is the nitrite quick test to decide the side dressing rate. So typically,
let me just jump in. What is side dressing and why might growers want to do a nitrogen test beforehand?
So typically the growers are putting out a little bit of fertiliser with the planter, so they might put out a third of the nitrogen with a planter, and then, or even less, and then they'll come back at 4 to 8 weeks after the plants have come up and started growing. They'll come through and apply the rest of the fertiliser right next to the plants.
Right, so it's a top-up.
Yep. And so it's basically once a crop's growing. So by then we know, we have a good estimate, well, we can see the crop's established well, and we can give a guess at what the season's going to do, if it's going to be super dry or just a normal wet season. So you've got a good yield guesstimate of where you're trying to aim for the crop. And so if you take a soil test to the rooting depth of the crop, well, so it's hard to get below about 60 to 90 centimetres, but basically in the active rooting zone of the crop, I'll take a soil test down to the bottom of the active rooting zone, then use a nitrate quick test to calculate how many kgs of nitrogen per hectare we have there. So we've got the kgs of nitrogen from the nitrate quick test strip, and we then, there's a FAR put out an online or a mass balance tool using an Excel spreadsheet, so it's really simple to use, and you just put in your yield estimate and your planting date, and it estimates nitrogen uptake over the crop, or the, well, over the plant growth period, and will give you a estimate of how many kgs of nitrogen you need for your side dressing. The Gisborne trials this year have been quite dry over winter, and the soil tests end up coming out quite high for all the crops. So for the late season sweet corn crops, we ended up putting out no side dressing in the trial plot. So the growers were going to put out, say, 200 or 300 kilos of urea at side dressing, and the nitrogen tests we'd done had suggested that they didn't actually need any.
Wow, that's so, quite a big saving then.
Yeah, so we basically set up the trial, which was, we put out 4 plots across a block and did the grower practice compared to the no-fert practice, and so that no-fertiliser was based on the soil test we'd pulled about 4 weeks into the crop, and taking it through to harvest, there was no yield penalty there for not putting out a side dressing. That's, again, we're not recommending that you don't put out a side dressing, but we're saying do a soil test before you side dress.
So it's a decision making tool.
Yep. Yeah, it was definitely an interesting process. I had not had a heap of confidence in the nitrate quick tests until we started getting some pretty good results this year from them.
Great. So that's good to hear. Okay, Luke, so what framework are you using to run these trials?
So I think we might have mentioned it earlier, but the on-farm trial guide that was published by Landwise and the Foundation for Arable Research, that was put out in the early 2000s, it is a really simple 10-step guide. It basically goes right through from how do you set up a trial, what is a good research question when you're going to your block, how should you set up your trial across a block, so what sort of repetition should you use, or replication, and whereabouts in the paddock should you use it, so that when you get your results you can be confident with the data you get out of it.
And so what's a key message that growers should hear when thinking about running an on-farm trial?
So if you can't state your research question in a short, simple question, you need to keep refining it until the trial has a clear, simple purpose. It's when you've got a simple question, it's really easy to ensure you've got a good trial design and monitoring to get good quality data.
So being really clear about what you want to get out of it.
Yeah, because it's very easy to get trial drift, or so you start out trying to ask one question, and then halfway through you change up what you're trying to achieve with it, and at the end you find out nothing because your trial has changed too much.
Okay, good to know. So finally, what have you learnt from all of these on-farm trials this year, and how is that going to help growers meet their goals?
So there's some really awesome tools out there. Growers can apply fertiliser really efficiently, like the slow-release fertilisers work great, but a real big key is putting out the right rate of fertiliser for your crop. So using a soil test to decide how much fertiliser do I need for this crop is really, really important, and growers can make good informed decisions for their future, but that will only tell them so much. Growers can make informed decisions when they have good quality soil tests.
Okay, great. So using that soil fertility as the basis for decision making.
Yeah.
And going back to basics with, you can't beat a soil test.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thanks for sharing those insights from the summer vegetable trial work Landwise has been doing. I think it was really relevant to hear those key points, having a clear question in mind and making sure you have the time to complete the all-important trial monitoring. Luke will be back at the end of the month to answer questions in the live panel sessions, so please email your queries about on-farm trials and any other topics in this series to info@landwise.org.nz. And we'll look forward to opening up this discussion further. Thanks for your time, Luke. The Landwise Promoting Sustainable Crop Production podcast series was brought to you by our sponsors. We appreciate the generous support from BASF, Hawke's Bay Regional Council, Vegetables New Zealand, and Processed Vegetables New Zealand.